says Yudhishthira. Arjuna said, hard by yon cemetery and near that inaccessible peak is a mighty sami tree, and throwing about its gigantic branches and difficult to ascend. Nor is there any human being who, I think, O Pandu's son, will espy us depositing our arms at that place. That tree is in the midst of an out-of-the-way forest, abounding in beasts and snakes, and it is in the vicinity of a dreary cemetery. Stowing away our weapons on the Sami tree, let us, O Bharata, go to the city and live there, free from anxiety. Vaishampayana continued, having, O bull of the Bharata race, spoken thus to King Yudhishthira the Just, Arjuna prepared to deposit the weapons on the tree, and that bull among the Kurus then loosened the string of the large and dreadful Gandiva, ever producing thundering twang and always destructive of hostile hosts, and with which he had conquered on a single car gods and men and nagas and swelling provinces, and the warlike Yudhishthira, that repressor of foes, unfastened the undecaying string of that bow with which he had defended the field of Kurukshetra. And the illustrious Bhimasena unstrung that bow by means of which that sinless one had vanquished in fight the Panchalas and the lord of Sindhu, and with which during his career of conquest he had single-handedly opposed innumerable foes, and hearing whose twang, which was like that unto the roar of the thunder of the splitting of a mountain, enemies always fly in panic from the field of battle. That means when they let the string go, then it makes like a crack, you know, like a thunderbolt sound like that. And his is like thunderbolt when it hits a mountain and the mountain splits, so you get both sounds of that. So not many people could handle the battlefield, so you had to be very powerful. And that son of Pandu of coppery complexion and mild speech, who is endued with great prowess in the field and is called Nakula, in consequence of his unexampled beauty in the family, then unfastened the string of that bow with which he had conquered all the regions of the west. And the heroic Sahadev, also possessed of a mild disposition, then untied the string of that bow with which he had subjugated the countries of the south. And with their bows they put together their long and flashing swords, their precious quivers, and their arrows sharp as razors. And Nakula ascended the tree and deposited on it the bows and the other weapons, and he tied them fast on those parts of the tree which he thought would not break, and where the rain would not penetrate. And the Pandavas hung up a corpse on the tree, knowing that people smelling the stench of the corpse would say, here sure is a dead body, and avoid the tree from a distance. And on being axed by the shepherds and cowherds regarding the corpse, those repressors of foes said unto them, this is our mother, aged 180 years. We have hung her dead body in accordance with the custom observed by our forefathers. And then those resistors of foes approached the city. And for the purpose of non-discovery, Yudhishthira kept these five names for himself and his brothers respectively, Jaya, Jayanta, Vijaya, Jayasena, and Jayavala. Then they entered the great city with a view to passing the 13th year undiscovered in that kingdom, agreeably to the promise to Duryodhana. So that means that was their secret names, Jaya, Jayanta, Vijaya. So if they wanted to talk to each other, they would do that. If they wanted to say, get this one. So we notice here that it says that, and on being asked by the shepherds, the cowherds regarding the corpse, those repressors of foes said unto them. So it didn't say Yudhishthira.
In this one, it mentions the name Yudhishthira.
Here it says those repressors of foes. So they all would, you know, like that. So then they would say, then Yudhishthira doesn't have to bother.
The Sanskrit text left to check.
Yeah, if you want to check there. But otherwise, everything else, who's saying what is being spoken here. So it doesn't seem to be.
I am the financial of the Gandharvas, because Yudhishthira was called Kanka.
Yeah, these were their secret names.
Okay.
You know, means, yeah, the husbands, the Gandharva husbands of Draupadi. So he's known as Jaya, then Bhima would be Jayanta, Arjuna would be Vijaya, then Nakula would be Jayat Sena, and Sahadeva would be Jayat Dwala. Okay.
Isn't Vijaya also a bow of the Karna?
Maybe.
Vijaya Vijaya.
Yeah.
Of Rukma. So.
No. There's because Karna was saying that he has the Vijaya bow, which is better than the Gandiva.
Mm-hmm.
And Rukmi, when the armies were preparing in Yoga Parva, he said that he has the renowned bow of Vijaya. So how does it match together?
Means Karna says he has one called Vijaya.
And Rukmi says he has the one called Vijaya.
There may be many bows called Vijaya.
But then, is it that they empower a normal bow, or is...
No, they're specially made, specially designed.
So there's only one type of that?
Yeah, but there may be others, because it's their common name, you know, how many, you know, boys are Krishna Das, how many girls are named Sita, you know what I'm saying? Like that, it's just very common. So it can be is that just different persons may manufacture the bow and they call it by that name. But it's not that they knew, so, you know, one is made in this place and another is made in that place, and just the name comes down. So they both get it.
Put their faith in it.
Huh?
Put their faith in it.
Yeah. No, that was powerful. It means the Gandiva was given to, Gandiva, I think, was given by Brahma. Brahma had made that.
Right, but if you actually think of it, when if each time he stopped trying with a Gandiva, they make noise like a thunderbolt, Arjuna, right? So...
No, that's only if you twang it without the
arrow.
Because when you shoot with the arrow, it's smooth. If you ever pull the bow and let it go, otherwise it makes a noise. So that's the point. Because they might do that before they start. You know, they blow conch shells, twang their bow, you know, it's just kind of like let you know that they're coming. But sometimes people just run just hearing them twang the bow.
One, two, three, bang! The whole army, bang!
No, the Gandivas, they just need the one.
Just need the one.
Yeah. So that came down from Brahma, and this and through, I think, Agni to Soma. To Soma, and Soma gave him Agni got him. And gave it to Arjuna. Because it's as strong as 100,000 regular bows. So they were pretty strong. Because a regular Indian bow, it looks like a C. And you have to open it this way.
Okay.
Right? You have these bows that the ends are a little curved, right?
Yeah.
And then you put the string on it that way and it makes it like this. So that's just only the tips are done. So you can imagine if the whole thing is curved like that, then you have to string that back.
That's how like a Gandiva bow is?
That's how all the Vedic bows are.
More than when you hear the story of Ram, you know, string the bow, then it like makes more sense. Otherwise you're like, you know, it's just string the bow.
No, well, it took 300 men just to roll the bow out. It was so big and, you know, yeah, they wouldn't have. Yeah, well, that's why he made that rule, because Sita just picked it up like that. So his point was is the husband should least, that means she can pick it up, okay, but the husband should be able to string it. Otherwise, it should be stronger than the husband's.
I mean, it says strength of the bow, meaning like the distance it shoots is farther, or accuracy comes better automatically?
Yeah, I mean, well, that's how well it's constructed and balanced, but it's more powerful than, because I mean, I don't think he was fighting with the Nivata Kadachis from, you know, a few hundred feet away, you know,
they're flying into space and they're coming out of the ocean and, you know, so you can just...
Yes, something like that.
No wonder he had like one skinny thing.
Yes,
yeah.
The ball like that actually, just the one with the sea, so you actually just rip the skin right off.
Basically.
Iguana,
gloves.
Yeah. What is the string made out of?
Generally silk or something.
Arjuna always
said,
what
is
one part of the cause?
Oh, you could use that also. That's strong. Okay.
What were the arrows made out of?
Different things.
Were they metal or?
You had metal ones, you had wood ones, you had, right? You had, there's six kinds.
The diamond?
No, the
teeth. There's one wood, that's two wood.
They make them out of bamboo, they make them out of wood, they make them out of metal.
Reed,
there's a special plant they were mentioning.
The, Arjuna used the
horn.
Diamond one to kill Karna.
The horn, it's made out of horn. Yeah, so depending on what it is, I think they had different kinds, for depending on what kind of...
The
bowls are made out of horn. Yeah, the bowls are made out of horn.
Special. Like that. Men of learning okay. The son of Septivati, having by penance and meditation analyzed the eternal Veda, afterwards composed this holy history. When that learned Brahmarshi of strict vows, the noble Dvaipayana, offspring of Parasara, had finished this greatest of narrations, he began to consider how he might teach it to his disciples. And the possessor of the six attributes, Brahma, the world's preceptor, knowing of the anxiety of the Rishi, Dvaipayana, came in person to the place where the latter was, for gratifying the saint and benefiting the people. And when Vyas, surrounded by all the tribes of Munis, saw him, he was surprised. And standing with joined hands, he bowed and ordered a seat to be brought. And Vyas, having gone around him, who was called Hiranyagarbha, seated on that distinguished seat, stood near it, and being commanded by Brahma Parameshti, he sat down near the seat, full of affection and smiling in joy. Impressive.
Hiranyagarbha is
the name of Brahma? Hiranyagarbha is Lord Brahma. Yeah, because Hiranyagarbha is that potency of Vishnu for creation.
Sure.
Oh, well, I guess... That's it for today. So Hiranyagarbha, because when you have Mahavishnu, Hiranyagarbha is that potency of creation. And that Shiva, that's the of destruction, and Vishnu is maintenance. So he does all three. So he's actually the creator, but for the second primary creation, but for the secondary, then Brahma does it. And he's actually the destroyer, but for inside the universe, then Shiva does it. Right? Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? Because after the inside of the universe is destroyed, but then he breathes in and then they all come back into his body, so Shiva's not doing that. But that aspect of his personality, that's Shiva, Sada Shiva. Right, in the end, where he breathes out and all the universes come, that's Hiranyagarbha. Mm-hmm. Like that. And even the seeds, the universe, the golden like seeds, they're also called Hiranyagarbha. Because they've been, because that's the process of creation.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense?
Yes.
So there's always the detail of the application, and then there's the concept on which it's based.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If you can learn that there's these two things, then you'll always find it very easy. Yeah?
Yes.
Okay. Any other questions on... in other words, Vyasadeva had composed it. He had contemplated the Vedic literatures. He composed it. Then... after composing it, he wanted to write it down. So he didn't know how it was going to be written. So then Brahma, knowing this, then he came himself. And then when he came, then Vyasadeva ordered a seat to be brought. He was sat. Vyasadeva circumambulated him. And then he stood nearby waiting for Brahma's order, because he had come, so why is Brahma coming?
Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva, they're Paramatmamsa. And like
other... Yeah, it means Vishnu is you know, Paramatma itself. Brahma and Shiva are manifestations of his potency. Right?
Yeah. So they have
to... So he is the creator, so you can't say he is Brahma. But at the same time there is a demigod called Brahma that uses Krishna's potency to do, you know, an aspect of the creation.
Okay.
And there is a demigod named Shiva that is has that potency of Krishna to do the destruction, you know, of certain aspects of the, you know, the winding up of the creation.
They're prominent in the Paramatma, but like Vyasadeva, he's also like
he's empowered. He's empowered with the the Lord's potency of literature. You know how to write. Like that. So Krishna has unlimited potency, so there's unlimited incarnations. So some incarnations have more potencies, so they'll be greater and more powerful, and some have less. You know what I'm saying? Like Vyasadeva has that one potency. So Jiva is empowered with God's potency of writing, so therefore he's respected like God, because he can do writing, he can do God's writing. Right? It's like Parasaram is the fighting. So he can fight, you know, because nobody had all the kshatriyas of the world, nobody could fight against him. You know, because he would move it. When he was fresh in the morning, he would move at the speed of mind. So that would be a little bit hard to shoot with an arrow, you know. And by the afternoon, you know, and by, you know, in the evening time, then he would be a little tired, so he would move at the speed of wind.
Like Vishnu must have been something like that also, because he was fighting Parashuram on the draw.
It's a draw, yeah.
A very special person.
Yeah, Bhishma, he's the son of Ganga.
Yeah, I mean, when you just think of it, yeah, Bhishma is a great warrior, but when you...
Yeah, he's trained by the demigods. He wasn't trained by anyone here. So.
In comparison, it's like you can
see something else. But because rasa is the important thing, you know, rasa is the important thing. So therefore, if he manifests that kind of potency, who's he going to talk to? Who's he going to be friends with? How he's going to interact? So therefore, they just act as if they're basically ordinary, but maintain their dignity. You know, no one should harass them. So you find that I don't remember anywhere that anybody ever spoke bad about Bhishma.
Karna.
He's not so intelligent. But the point is for Bhishma, it's like so small time, it's not worth it. You know, it's just why would he bother wasting his time? You know what I'm saying? You know, like if a dog barks at you, keep walking. You don't get down on your hands and knees and bark back. Don't. So therefore.
Maharaj, Bhishma got the power from his past life or
whatever.
The nonsense.
That whatever. That's so important. Anything that you have is by austerity. By austerity, anything is obtained. Like that. So who he was previously, that I don't think it mentions anymore.
Vasu?
But one of the Vasus. Oh, it's one of the Vasus, yeah. But how he became the Vasu, that doesn't, I don't think it mentions what he did or what sacrifices. So
Bhishma is also a post?
Bhishma, it means I would expect there would always be a Bhishma. because he's, you know, one of the Lord's devotees, and
he isn't traveling.
And these kind of things generally would be the same person. Like Arjuna is always the same person. But something like Indra, that changes every 14 times in a day of Brahma.
Most of the vases wouldn't change either?
Vases would change.
But isn't the Vasu the one that comes on Bhishma?
No, Bhishma probably comes as Vasu. You know, and then from there, then, you know, it means this is how it worked this time. Another time it'll be slightly different, slightly different. You know, so the pastimes are basically the same, but there's a little bit of variety each time, just to make it. That's what we see in Ramayana. Then Jambavan, because he's Chiranjeev, so he's there from the beginning of creation, and he'll be there until the end. So every pastime of Ram, he's seen. So when they're going to build the bridge, then he was saying, "Oh, last time he did this, and another time he did that." And, you know, some Ravana's always there, and he has to go over to Ravana's place. So I guess they had different methods how they would get there each time. So this time, then he built a bridge. Right. That. So there's always a little bit of variety. You know, it's so like every day you cook, and if you cook the same preparations every day, there would be some difference, right?
Yeah.
In the taste, but also how you went about it, you know. You know, today the sabji was there, but the spices weren't. Tomorrow the spices are there, the sabji's not. Today, and then the next day the sabji and the spices are there, but the ghee's not there. Or sabji, spices, and ghee's are there, but nobody built the fire. You know what I'm saying? So how you go about the cooking, they'll be a little different, but the principle is the same. Does that make sense?
Mm.
So that's the point, is the Lord's pastimes and the creation of the world and what goes on is exactly the same every time. But because of the, you know, different situations, there's a little bit of variety. But otherwise it's the same.
Does Brahma change?
That's at the end of the universe. So when there's a new manifestation, yeah, then there will be a new Brahma.
What does Shiva address, like all its skulls and ashes?
So that all the Karmakandi demigods will stay away from him.
Shiva. Yeah. Why does he want them to stay away from him?
Because he's just top Prajalpa.
The Karmakandis.
Means just they're there because they, you know, they perform their ashramedi yajnas and they've gotten to the heavenly planets and they're enjoying themselves, so that's not his interest.
How come there's so many, like, ghosts and different beings around here?
That's because he's very kind, so he's the only one that will take care of him. Yeah. But, a little too wild for anybody else.
Maharaj, what was the actual age of Dronacharya? Because here it says, during the battle, here in this book it says it was 85 years old.
Really? But it's Dwapara Yuga. They lived to 1,000 anyway, so 85 is no big deal.
So much, but Arjuna says that he has the Gandiva Bhu from last 65 years. And he was learning from Dronacharya when he was a small kid.
Yeah, that doesn't mean that, because he's had it for 65, it doesn't mean... But when you're 16, then they're generally full-fledged practicing kshatriyas, but, you know, like that. Yeah, we can look in here. If you know where it says that there, then we can look. But he had white hair, that was that. He dressed in white, his hair was white, everything was white. But that we know.
His chair was silver.
White.
His chair.
It's silver, okay, so it's also white, so everything's white. Om Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama